Lesson 11, 1781. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Do you remember the Stamp Act of 1765? Well, while colonists were rioting against the Stamp Act in the 13 colonies, something absolutely sensational was going on in Europe. A child prodigy was performing on the harpsichord, the clavichord, and the violin before the oohs and ahs of courts and crowds. The young star was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. For proper pronunciation, sound out a T in the first syllable of Mozart. He was a complicated classical musician, performing across Europe while the events of the American Revolution were unfolding. Young Mozart. In 1756, Wolfgang Mozart was born in Salzburg, Austria, a lovely mountain town named for its salt mines. Wolfgang's father, Leopold Mozart, was a composer, violin teacher, and assistant concertmaster at the Salzburg court. Wolfgang's sister, Maria Anna, who was affectionately nicknamed Nannerl, was a talented little girl who mastered the harpsichord by age 8. Wolfgang was 5 years younger than Nannerl, but at age 3, he was already picking out tunes on the keyboard. He first started playing the harpsichord as curiously as any small child would, even though his feet couldn't reach the floor. But it was soon apparent that he was not like other children. By age 4, the boy wonder started formal music lessons. By 5, he was performing for audiences. And by 6, he was supposedly composing his own music. He may have had some help from his father. Young Mozart was never forced to play music. It was a natural love. Talent, like that found in Wolfgang Mozart, doesn't bring an easy life. Wolfgang didn't have much time for climbing trees and chasing fireflies, like other boys his age. He was touring Europe through most of his childhood, traveling long distances by carriage or boat, and staying up late at night to entertain adults. He performed and went sightseeing in Munich, Vienna, Paris, London, Rome, and Milan. Want to guess for whom he played in London? It was George III. For King George, Mozart played pieces by Bach and Handel. At 12, Wolfgang Mozart wrote his first opera. At 14, he copied from memory an entire piece he heard at the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican. The piece was not allowed outside the Vatican, but the authorities forgave him for stealing it by memory. They were immensely impressed because the boy had copied it from memory after hearing it only once.